Welcome back, dear listeners. It's time once again to put aside all you think you know, all you believe to be true. Time to open your mind to the strange, bizarre, and sometimes terrifying world that exists in the shadows and fringes of our own, where myth, legend, and rumor are made real. Yes, it's time for more thrilling Tales from the West Virginia Hills. It has been said that money is the root of all evil. So when greed knows no bounds and avarice goes unchecked, what other appetites might take hold? Tonight's gripping tale, Curse of the Windigo, chews over this very question. We begin at the Corvego Auto Assembly Plant in Huntersville, West Virginia, where plant owner and operator Richard Moore is known for squeezing every ounce of profitability from his workforce.
Excellent. Excellent.
Dick, mind if I have a word?
Sure, Bill, come right in. These productivity reports exceeded my projections. Get ready for another juicy holiday bonus.
Sounds swell, boss. But I was walking the floor, and I noticed that the plutonium containment levels are all looking a bit high.
I ordered that line to be sped up last night by 20%. I think the tolerances can handle it.
Well, I understand wanting to be more efficient, but if those plutonium cells don't cool properly...
Come now. With great risk comes great reward, see?
Still, that's a lot of risk you're taking with the safety of the crew.
They'll be thanking me come bonus time. After all, money puts food on the table.
Warning, containment meltdown. Warning, containment meltdown.
Core containment is rupturing.
We need to get clear. Come on, let's go.
What about the men on the line?
Nothing we can do for those poor saps now. Just hope you and I can make it.
Darling, we're home. Are you up?
Welcome back, Mum. Happy to report your husband is on the mend. His radiation levels are decreasing just as the doctor predicted.
Splendid. Thank you, Godrich.
Godrich, look at my new cap gun. Isn't it swell?
A marvel to behold, Master Jim. By the by, Mum, I do say Mr. Richard certainly seems to have his appetite back. He's eaten twice again since lunch, yet still appears hungry. A very good sign of recovery indeed.
Yes, I suppose that is good news.
That you, dear? Say, did you buy more steaks?
As I was saying, Mum, he's eaten up every last steak, meatball, and banger, I'm afraid.
Oh, my. Sorry, darling. I'll go to the butcher tomorrow. Insistent, isn't he?
Yes, Mum. Quite.
Can I show Dad my gun?
Jimmy, I told you, not in the house. And remember, you can't go into the bedroom yet.
Aw, stupid quarantine.
I know it's hard, sweetheart. But we just have to be patient. This happens to lots of people with important jobs like your father's.
Okay, I won't go in. I'll just say hi. Dad? Dad, did you fall asleep?
Jimmy, that you out there, sport?
Yeah, it's me.
Jimmy, I'm hungry.
Okay, Dad, I'll go tell Godrich to make you something.
No. Why don't you come in, son? Pay your old man a visit.
I'm not supposed to get too close yet, remember?
Now, James, if your father says it's okay, then it's okay. Now, you come in here.
I don't know. You sure?
Positive. You come and give your dad a big hug. Now, Jimmy.
Well, all right. If you say it's okay.
There he is. There's my boy. Looking fit as a fiddle.
Dad, what's wrong? You don't look better at all. You've gotten so thin I can see your bones. And you've lost all your hair, too. You look almost like a skeleton.
Oh, so sorry, Jimmy. But Daddy's hungry. So very, very hungry. Come closer, son. Come to Daddy.
What? No, Dad, no!
Was it the radiation, a side effect of the medication? Or was it greed that caused this carnivorous transformation? We may never know. Be sure to tune in next week for another thrilling chapter of Tales from the West Virginia Hills.